Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
FC United threw away a first-minute lead to lose 2-1 to Chasetown at Gig Lane on Saturday afternoon in front of 2,049 supporters. Matthew Wolfenden gave the Reds a dream start for the second week running by putting them 1-0 up inside the first 60 seconds.
This throw comes in, it's Deegan, he's pushing the back, but well taken there by Rocker. Great ball on the inside there. First opportunity for FC United, it's Wolfenden.
It's
a goal!
Sure the flags are all down and everything else.
Yet again, within the first 35 seconds of a game of football, it all started on this near right-hand side. Big Ben Deegan chested it down, laid a lovely ball to Carlos Rocker, who flicked it with the outside of his foot, beat the player inside, beautiful ball, dead centre for Wolfenden to run onto. 33 seconds on the clock, he slid it beyond the goalkeeper, and Ryan Price with not a chance in the world.
The Reds continued to look lively in the opening stages, and the FC United faithful may have been hopeful that following a strong start, SC might be able to add more to the scoreline early on. However, FC went in at half-time just 1-0 up. As the second period began, the onset of rain seemed to mirror the change in FC's fortunes. There was an increased sense that 1-0 was not a sufficient cushion for the Reds, as the visitors were again forcing United to play very deep, and it's becoming too easy for Chasetown to split the United defence. With 20 minutes to go, Dean Stock was booked for a two-footed challenge on Stevens, and the resulting free kick from Jake Sedgemoor sailed through the United defence from around 35 yards.
It's a free kick in a dangerous position, and the keeper should come and collect it.
Oh, he should have.
Has it touched anybody there? It's just gone straight into the goal. And was that a direct or an indirect free kick?
It was direct because it was for a foul. He should have had that, the keeper. Well, it's one of those that swung in from the left to the right, and you see so many goals come like that these days. And you see forwards throwing themselves at him and defenders trying to get in the way of it, and the keeper doesn't know whether to stick a twist, does he?
Minutes later, hesitation between defence and the keeper invited Chasetown to attack as the visitors hit the post before John Branch fired low, leaving United with just 10 minutes to salvage something from the game.
And it's Branch on the ball now, plays the ball towards the back post. It's a decent ball as well. And a good header, high looping over the top. Ooh, as it hits the underneath of the crossbar. And FC United do not defend this well again. This should be 2-1.
It is.
And it is 2-1. FC United have just basically gone to sleep there. It was a cracking header, to be honest. But there was no one defending it. The ball came out, looped off the crossbar on this near right-hand side. And I think it was Branch. And again, it was against the run of play.
The right fullback, John Branch. But where that ball dropped, Lee Neville should have been on the end of that.
Should have, yeah.
He's completely static there now. So we're managing here to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Nothing seemed to fall for the Reds, and despite adequate possession, very little was produced in the way of chances in the remaining 10 minutes. Ultimately, therefore, credit must go to the visitors, who had been trailing the game for 71 minutes, but were able to prey on the uncertainties in the United back five and turn the game around to come away with all 3 points.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.